producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I have a feeling that our opening story may upset some in our audience. Some in our audience may not like what we're opening with today, Super Don. Should we do it anyway? I mean, the kinder, gentler Super Don. As a service, we're going to talk about... I read last week, somebody was complaining about our Thursday evening broadcast when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty, because Jonathan's intense, right? And, you know, he covers some things, talking about the enemies of America, foreign and domestic. And we all have different ways of doing that. And we like to shake it up. We like to cover all of these issues. And some in our audience who don't like us to begin with, we don't mind upsetting. Those would be the skeptics. And there's nothing wrong with being skeptical. Of course, I am skeptical. Super Don is skeptical. Sometimes I can be called cynical about certain things, even. But there is a fine line, and I tend to think we don't cross it, but there are some folks that do in the skeptic realm, that they're inciting, perhaps, violence against people who would do no harm to anyone or anything. Inciting violence against Reiki masters. Inciting violence against acupuncturists. Inciting violence against homeopaths, for goodness sake. And we travel all the way to Libya for our first story tonight before we bring it back home to the terrorist inciting skeptics. Inside Islamic State's new stronghold in Libya, ISIL, which is known as the Islamic State in Libya, I believe, beheaded my friend for witchcraft. This is a headline. And as we read through this story, it's just brutal and ugly about the terrorists and what they're doing, the takeover. Of course, this is a good argument as to why you don't want unconscious actions in foreign lands to depose dictators that you theoretically don't like, to replace them with the absolute chaos and now these Islamic states, where they'll behead you for things like what they're calling witchcraft. Sitting in the shabby parlor of his temporary home, Haji Muhammad can barely bring himself to watch the ISIL video playing on his mobile phone. The film was made just last month, yet the horrific scenes it shows could be from 500 years ago. Kneeling before a masked executioner are two men in orange jumpsuits, charged under a statute that drags even the medieval barbarity of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant to new depths. The pair are accused of sorcery. And just as in witchcraft trials of old, justice is swift, brutal, and dispensed to the sound of a baying mob. As the executioner beheads them with a four-foot scimitar, a crowd of men and boys scream, "Allahu Akbar," jostling each other for a closer look. Now we go to Haji Muhammad, whose son was killed while fighting ISIS. And Mr. Muhammad, not too keen about what's going on. He says, "I knew one of those men personally pointing to the older of the two defendants in that video. His name was Saeed Jabbar. And Mr. Muhammad says he is not a witch. He is just an alternative healer who does homeopathy and acupuncture. He was wrongly accused. Now, while we might expect such behavior out of Islamic radicals, yes, I said that, in this case it is absolutely appropriate, happening in Libya and elsewhere, the targeting of homeopaths and acupuncturists as witches is not unique to ISIS and ISIL. In fact, it's found in the language of science blogs, of self-proclaimed medical dunderheads. Maybe they're not proclaiming the dunderhead as I just did. I'm trying to be polite and serious about this, but I don't want to cuss because I'd like to.
Keep it family friendly.
Keep it family friendly, right. Of science blogs, including Orak the Nipple Ripper. Let's just leave it at that. This medical doctor who claims, you know, he knows everything about what's real science and everything else is woo, including homeopathy. I just absolutely hate homeopathy. Homeopathy makes the hair on their, if they have hair on their necks, it stands up straight. And their language, similar to the accusation that happened in Libya of the ISIL terrorists, claiming witchcraft as it relates to things like homeopathy. Now, am I exaggerating here for effect? No, not at all. In fact, if we go to science blogs in the words of Orak, you'll find that the language he is using could incite terroristic activity against natural healers, practitioners of natural medicine, including homeopathy and Reiki and whatever else isn't approved by Orak and his ilk. What kind of language, you might ask? Well, unless checked, here's a quote from Orak, unless checked, this is the future of medicine. Indeed, this entire issue makes the case that integrating quackery into medicine, bringing the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry to life as medical schools, is the future of medicine. Unfortunately, strive as we might against it, I'm having a hard time disagreeing. Proponents of integrating witchcraft, like Reiki, acupuncture, homeopathy, and craniosacral therapy into medicine will say that it's not at all like Hogwarts. Did you hear that? Science blogs, the go-to place when they want to attack anything natural. Without anything peer-reviewed coming out of the science blogs, they will just venomously spit at it and claim that it's witchcraft. Orak referred to Reiki, acupuncture, homeopathy, and craniosacral therapy as witchcraft. Now, what is the definition of terrorism according to the United States Code of Federal Regulations as we're starting to tie in the skepducks as the evil minions of terroristic, threatening-like behavior? Definition in the CFR, the unlawful use of force and violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government, the civilian population, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. What would their social objective be? The relegation of homeopaths to be burned at the stake as witches? Or drowned in water? What would it be, Super Don? You've been often very critical of these skepducks, and now we're seeing maybe a tendency toward inciting violence.
Well, you know, you look at the situation and you go, number one, isn't it interesting that you take what people would call, and listen, I mean, I suppose the correct term for this would be radicalized Muslims.
Radicalized Muslims.
When it comes to ISIS, ISIL, these are radicalized Muslims, I believe is the correct term for that.
Yes, radical, yes.
And so what you've got here is the radicalized Muslims in ISIL looking at Reiki, homeopathy, acupuncture, etc., as witchcraft. I don't know how these guys would feel about knowing that they have now got ISIL in their corner. They basically, I mean, you could look at this as an endorsement.
Right.
An endorsement of the skeptic community by ISIL.
Yeah.
That they are treating this type of thing as witchcraft. And not only that, but these guys, you know, you quoted Orak.
Yes.
I will go as far as to actually name this guy. His name's David Gorski. I have no problem with saying his name. That's who he is, and he proudly, you know, does this, says these things. But you even have one of these guys who I think is more on the intellectual side of things, but he still cater, you know, he subscribes to this point of view, which is Stephen Novella. Another skeptic over there at Science Blogs, who also has been quoted in his articles as referring to these types of modalities as witchcraft.
Right, right.
So what you've got here, and if you spend any amount of time looking at what these guys do when they get together and they have their meetings and they give their lectures and they write their books and their articles, they, in essence, in my opinion, are committing a form of terrorism. If you look at the definition of terrorism.
Right, which we just read. And by the way,
yes,
as you said, radicalized Muslim or Islam, we've got a handful of radicalized skeptics, perhaps.
It's a radical wing. I mean, yeah, it is. Look, the skeptic community, I think, in general, likes to debate things. But there's a radical wing,
right,
of the skeptic community, mm-hmm, which involves people like David Gorski, like Stephen Novella, like, what's his name, Barrett.
Oh, well, Barrett's been long since discredited so badly, I don't think he comes out from under his rock.
That's what I'm saying. These guys, it's almost like, I mean, if you wanted to draw the comparison, we're looking at like, a radical skeptic fatwa against the modalities, against the alternative healers out there, and going after them and basically agreeing with radical Muslims, with ISIS, with ISIL. They are on the side of the terrorists when it comes to how to deal with, how to look at alternative medicine.
So the skeptics are allied with ISIS and ISIL in attacks against natural medicine, including homeopathy, acupuncture, and the like.
Now, do I think they want to go out and literally behead people because of this? No, I won't go that far. But the mentality.
They're more likely to lose their own heads over this stuff, Super Don, just because they go bonkers when they hear the word homeopathy. And I'm going to tell you guys, homeopathy rocks. And homeopathy also can be made from rocks. So take that.
Does ISIS read science blogs? I think they might.
They might. And so that's why we're concerned now with the, we're all about the First Amendment, but man, oh man, they attack things that are said if they could be used to radicalize people toward violent behavior. Could it be science blogs that instigated this attack on homeopathy and acupuncture in Libya? Just asking the question, right? There's more. Nazi-like tactics that they're engaged in. Targeting somebody in Australia who wrote a thesis, a doctoral thesis. We'll get to that after the break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, we're going to continue talking a little bit more about the radicalized skeptics. Remember, we like skepticism. I mean, it's like, what? How can you be a skeptic, Robert? You're a homeopath. Doesn't that mean you can't be skeptical at all? Okay, can we not have that? No, we can't have that discussion. Because there's so many things that are even I would consider far out. That I'm like, okay, I have no explanation for that. But I can witness with my own eyes and go, I just simply don't have an explanation for some things. And if you want to say homeopathy is woo or witchcraft, you got to define witchcraft a little better. Unless you think it's just the belief that you can alter physicality with a belief system. For instance, the death stick of the so-called primitive cultures. The medicine man points it at you, and 3 days later you're dead because you're believing that it is deadly. That's a power you have. Of course, the skeptics really don't like the placebo effect because it works better than the drugs that they are so beholden to, evidently. And the vaccines as well. They can't let go of the vaccine issue. Interestingly enough, down under, the land down under, a woman, Judy Weilerman, she has just written a thesis for her PhD, and this is out of evidently a major Australian university called the University of Wollongong, which I'm not familiar with. Thanks to all my Aussie listeners, you'll have to update me on this. But it's got the skeptics in a row, because she basically did her PhD dissertation on the fact that the vaccine policy of Australia, is not based on science, but based on politics and economics. The corruption of the World Health Organization and the Australian government, convincing folks that they need to be vaccinated no matter what, even if it's not based on science. And she brings up the WHO. I mean, she's got a dissertation. Listen, you've got to back your stuff up. You've got to have legitimate, reasonable arguments that can be defended. And so the skeptics got a hold of this and are kind of freaky about it. It's like, wait a second, how could they give her a PhD? And so people are demanding that they withdraw the PhD because of this thesis seems to be anti-vaccination, which it isn't really. It just says, hey, there's a problem here. But it's undiscussable because when it comes to vaccines, that's the third rail of medical economics. And it's the skeptics' dogma in their church of pharmaceutical mysticism. We can't abandon that at any cost. Anybody that questions it has to be defrocked. But this person got frocked, got a PhD. So far, the university is not backing down on it. She just says, listen, the WHO is perceived to be out of touch with global communities, and it is controlled by the interests of corporations and the World Bank. An absolutely factual statement she makes in her dissertation. There is not a stringent monitoring of adverse or evaluation of the effectiveness of vaccines in the population that would provide meaningful data on their effects in the population. Absolutely a factual statement. The diseases for which vaccines are recommended have not been demonstrated to be a serious risk to the majority of children in Australia. Again, you can defend that statement. The promotional campaigns for HPV vaccine misrepresented the risk of HPV infections and cervical cancer in women in different countries. This was done in order to create a market for the vaccine. And finally, the swine flu pandemic in 2009 was declared by a secret WHO committee that had ties to the pharmaceutical companies that stood to make excessive profits from the pandemic. All true, all factually correct. But one of the writers from science blogs, utilizing Nazi-like sentiments or tactics, is upset about this. And Super Don, did we figure out which writer at Science Blogs wrote this in this article criticizing this Australian university?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that yet.
If you can click that link, you could find that out. he's saying, you know, I'm really upset about this. I bring this up mainly because I've just learned about this PhD candidate, right? Who needed to have some very uncomfortable questions asked by her thesis committee and at her thesis seminar in defense. Questions that apparently were not asked. And then within the confines of the skeptic's argument, he says he had to add this note afterwards. I'm informed in the comments section that of his own blog that Australian universities don't do the traditional public thesis. He didn't even know how the thesis came to be and was defended, yet he's arguing against it. Most supervisors take that responsibility carefully, talking about questioning the thesis writer, right? Some, however, apparently do not. I'm referring to the case of Judy Wileyman, a prominent advocate or anti-vaccine loon, he says. A prominent anti-vaccine loon from down under, whose PhD thesis has apparently been accepted. Now, this opinion, what does he know about the way the questions were asked and the defense of those questions made? He knows nothing. Complete opinion on his part, not based on anything that he knows to be actually
factually accurate. Oh, yeah, I just clicked on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to take... I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
...uses the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Some questions of the day coming up, but as you can hear it, I never miss a mark on this show. Never miss a mark. Never miss the out. Now, I couldn't hear the bumper, but regardless, normally I'm a clock watcher on the show. I know time. Me, my wife will say, you don't know anything about time unless you're on your radio show. But this story, or these series of stories, is getting so intense. When you talk about beheading homeopaths and acupuncturists and Reiki people, and you find that the language of ISIL is mimicking the language of skepducks like Orak and Stephen Novella, people like that. You're like going, dude, are they inciting this violence? I'm not saying that they are. I'm just asking the question because I find it very strange, the link. Who knew that homeopaths and acupuncturists were the enemy? And, of course, if the enemy of my enemy is my friend, what do we say about these skeptics? Will they come out and speak out against ISIL in this way? I don't know. I'm not counting on them. Right, because it's like something you'd think that would be, well, they just really don't like homeopaths. They just don't like them. Yeah, they do. And that's the point this guy is. It's pretty intense. It is. We're going to lighten it up. We got some other light stories, I promise you, including weed breaks at work. Stand by for that. But I got some questions of the day momentarily. Just a little bit more on the Australia story, because basically you have this woman who's known to be skeptical.
I said it.
Of vaccines. She gets a PhD or dissertation, starts pointing out the links and the corruption and of the science, etc. A big pharma, big government, and big media collusion. And it's a defensible dissertation. She gets her PhD. And that makes the skeptics go apoplectic. And then they start criticizing the way or that thing. They should withdraw it. And they don't have a clue of how it's even done. And this is what we're talking about here. It's a religion, folks. The belief in vaccines is a religion. And yet they would claim that the use of homeopathy is witchcraft. Of course, some would argue that witchcraft is like Wiccan. It's a religion, too, right? Would be protected by the First Amendment. Unless, of course, you're beheading folks, which is a whole different story, because now you violated the right to life, liberty, and property. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. True, yeah. So, you know,
something that evangelicals believe, Christians believe, mm-hmm. they would consider that to be witchcraft as well.
Christian mysticism, exactly. So,
now, what is it? Who are the Muslims? Literally, it's in their holy war. Who are they battling? They're battling the Christians, correct?
Exactly.
That's right. So really, there's another thing we honestly could say is something similar to what the Skeptic Society is doing. They are battling Christianity because they, for the most part, are atheists.
Don't believe in faith healing, right?
That's right.
You're right. And this is a battle against Christianity, too. Another layer of a battle against Christianity, interestingly enough, by the skeptics. But, of course, they don't acknowledge that their beliefs are actually religious or cult-like beliefs or devotions to, as I said, the sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. But now when it's getting all violent, we got to talk about it. So let's take a break from that. If you've got a question or comment on this or anything else, next hour and a half on the air, we are together. RobertScottBell.com. The notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed. RobertScottBell.com. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day as we shift gears. This is from Jeff. Says, I need some help with my wife's health. She was diagnosed with fibromyalgia about 10 years ago. By the way, 10 years ago, maybe even 5 or 2 years ago, skeptics would say fibromyalgia is all in your head. You just made that up, right? So, fibromyalgia is very real. The pain experienced is very real. Diagnosed with fibromyalgia about 10 years ago. She has had foot issues for about 4 years, and we just had a neuroma removed and some surgery on a plantar fascia before Christmas. Skeptics should be happy about that. She had surgery, right? Oh, you like surgery. She has sleep apnea. I'm having a hard time letting it go. It's just an intense thing when you're starting to behead homeopaths. So it's a little upsetting. You can imagine why. All right, so Jeff, here we go. She had sleep apnea. Your wife had sleep apnea. She uses a CPAP machine. I think her sleep issues led to this health issue. She gets weekly massages, sees a chiropractor, sits in our hot tub as temporary relief. She is seeing a sleep doctor in Moscow, Idaho, who is also a family doctor. She takes about 14 different prescription drugs a day. I was going to ask, is your doctor doing anything for your liver? Well, apparently doing everything to kill her liver. She's on 14 different prescriptions a day. Now, I'm not saying that the doctor is intentionally trying to kill her liver. I'm just saying that's what happens when you put somebody on 14 prescriptions. That's a burden most livers can't take. He says, I can get the list for you. I heard you the other night on Jerry Doyle's radio program, looked up your book and ordered it today. Thank you for that, by the way, Jeff. Unlock the Power to Heal. That'll help. It'll make it easier for me as I tell you some of these things. Let's see. She's 50 years old. Super dumb. I'm almost half a century. So we're talking about similar age. And she says, he says, I'm not seeing it get any better, only worsen. Some days she's so sore in her hips and back and joints that she just sits. What can we do to try and get her life back, some of her life back? I'm at my wit's end, and I see no improvement with pharma, which you talked about the other day. She is gassed, tired every day from the time she gets up and she falls asleep. At any point, she gets sedentary for 5 minutes. Any help or, well, yeah, I greatly appreciate it. Oh, man, Jeff, this is a mess, as you know. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But it really goes back to the basics. You'll learn a lot about it and unlock the power to heal. And it comes back to the liver, the liver, the liver, the liver, the liver. I can't say that enough. This liver has been so overwhelmed, overburdened that, you know, every other function of the body is impacted or impaired in a negative context. Liver. Now, you can address some of the pains with magnesium. Topical magnesium. Our friends at Harmony Cone, if you go to harmonycone.com, I believe they have links to the electromagnesium topically if you're in the United States. It's also available in Australia, of all places, but that's where it's from. But a topical magnesium cream could help, absolutely could help, also internal taking it. But we're just really just scratching the proverbial painful surface here. By if we start rolling it back, fibromyalgia, we talk about the link to heavy metals. I talk about the link to selenium deficiency and the cell's inability to detoxify from these metals or other persistent organic pollutants of any and all kinds. And if it's affecting the sleep cycle, again, the liver we've talked about for many years, when the liver is congested, sleep is disrupted. We also see mineral deficiencies like chromium impacting the function of the pancreas, blood sugar metabolism, as well as the ability to relinquish the stored energy in fat to be released as needed at night. And when that doesn't happen because you've got no chromium in your system, your body wakes up in a fit of hypoglycemia. And again, more sleep disruption. If she's getting weekly massages, if they're not focused on the lymph tissue, that could be problematic. If you understand lymphatic massage, and we talked a while back about lymph drainage, and there are homeopathic remedies for lymph drainage, our friends at Carnivora, which would be a great call to make, carnivora.com, have a lymphatic drainage formula that could be a very good, important assistance here. Because the lymphatic system being backlogged as it is, just shaking up the tree and not the liver can't function, all of these things means it's continually circulating or trying to settle back in to cause less of a problem. But the problem is already beyond the less. It's in the more section at 50. And no drug can take you out of it. It can manage your pain temporarily, but I would have you look into CBD instead of the opiate painkillers because they end up killing you. Sore backs, hips, joints, all of that is associated with dehydration, chronic low-level dehydration, as well as toxicological burden in the body. The body can't relinquish the toxic poisons it can accumulate, and you can have chronic inflammation of the skeletal system. This is also a gross silicon deficiency, typically. The trace mineral silicon, which we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. You can call him up, 866-424-1077, and get your lovely wife on the silicon challenge, where you take 3 tablets 4 times daily to load up on silicon really fast. And we have so many reports of folks that are reversing their skeletal pain, inflammation, dysfunction. Detoxification is going to be key here. Maybe you want to start simply. I'm like, we open up these options for you. Even Jerry Doyle talks about detox tea on his show. The Doc of Detox, our good buddy, Dr. Daryl Wolf, does Detox of Fridays. If you go to docofdetox.com, you'll find his daily cleansing tea. You can make up a big batch in the morning, have it all day. You have it for a few days. Take it with you everywhere or have your wife drink it. Not only will she be hydrated, of course, she'll be facilitating the function of the liver, the kidneys, the colon, all of that we want to move on through in the least invasive way possible. But as she's been dealing with this for 10 years, it's not overnight that she returns to perfect health. As it took me at 24, it took me 2 full years of intense work, including detoxification of the liver through homeopathy, through herbs, through supplementation. It took me 2 full years to reverse a lot of what I experienced the previous 24. And there's always going to be something when you're on this planet, as evidenced by the loss of who's the next 67, 68, 69-year-old rock star. These are basic principles. The only disagreement perhaps we may have is how to get there. And I don't mean disagreement with you, Jeff, but disagreement with those who would shout this kind of information down. Say, how dare you, because it's witchcraft, right? It's witchcraft. Is it? I don't know. I think pharmakia, the root word in Greek, to pharmacia, drugs. Yes, it comes from wizardry, interestingly enough. The wizards and warlocks of the Skepduck clan, they have their drugs. You have your detoxification potential. What are you going to do to activate it? Find a doctor who would help you. Another one of my friends, a naturopath and homeopath, she's up there. If you're in, are you in Idaho? Does it say, yeah, you're in Idaho? I think she's in Washington, though, now. Might be a little far. But Gloria Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-E, has dealt with fibromyalgia very, very successfully. Look up Gloria Gilbert, N-D. I think she's got GloriaGilbert.com. Check that out. We got another question related to strep throat. I'll try to fit it in somewhere in the show a little later. We might need a weed break after the intensity of this hour. And we will lighten it up with that weed break after this break. I don't know. We're going to do that or we're going to talk about it. We'll find out on the other side of this break because I can hear the bumper music and I know when it's coming. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm going to take my version of a weed break right now. Here. I just squirted some plus CBD oil into my mouth. I needed that. Listen, I never thought the day I'd be doing a story on beheading homeopaths or acupuncturists or herbalists. Come on. You know, it's one thing that you don't like it. It's another thing when you start resorting to violence because you don't like it. And that, I guess that's got me pretty intense this hour. And I'm trying to find a way to light it up. So I took a little CBD oil. And I should be good to go in a moment. In fact, if you work at a particular company in Denver, you could take a weed break and you won't get fired. In fact, this this guy Kyle Sherman and another guy Chase Wiseman, they co-founded a company called Flow Hub. And they provide software to the cannabis industry. And they have a weed-friendly workplace, right? It's not illegal. It's not against the law in Colorado at all. And they say, and I have to moderate their philosophy, but they say, our philosophy at Flow Hub is to get stuff done, said Sherman. If it helps our employees to get work done, then we don't care if they consume at work. So there is one company in America where you do an intense thing, you got to, okay, I'm going to have a weed break, and they're okay. As long as you get your work done.
Wow, now, common sense in Denver. What's going on there?
Right, but of course, Denver, they said, remember, we were there at the 420 conference when it was legal. And crime has gone down, drunk driving has gone down, right? A lot of things have actually improved. The tax base went up, all because they said decriminalize, legalize this plant. I saw something floating around on the social networks. I don't believe it yet, but it said, Obama directs the Supreme Court to legalize weed. It's like, what the hell is that? That's such a phony headline. Obama can't tell the Supreme Court what to do. Obama's the head of the executive branch. He could turn it around tomorrow if he wanted to say, stop it.
He could do an executive order. He likes doing those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it was clickbait, when you see some of these things on social media.
Right.
become part of our mailing list, click this. It's not true, but click it anyway. We don't do that stuff here. RobertScottBell.com. Take a wee break. Go to work for this company in Denver. I'm going to be going to Denver, or actually farther south, Kuchara, for the Right to Try conference. And it's not about weed necessarily. It's about anything and everything that you want to try to save your life, right? Not having to ask permission where none is required. So that's coming up. It's in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And you can see it there. Also, we're going to add the IAOMT. I was just in touch with them, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology. And that's a great conference. It's coming to Orlando. And so we're going to be there for that event, too, which is very exciting. I like any group that likes to detoxify and that causes the skepducks to go apoplectic. Don't mind that at all. So we'll be there for that one. Also, we just added another event. I've been invited to the Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo in Central Florida, January the 30th. That's a Saturday. The Right to Try Conference is February 5th and 6th in Kuchara, Colorado, for all of our center of the country listeners. Maybe you want to head there. Vikasa Integrative Health Expo, February 7th, I'll be there. 6th and 7th, I've now been asked to speak there at that one, in addition to the radio broadcast in Orlando. California Jam, the 18th through the 20th of March, coming up in Costa Mesa, California. Total Health 2016, that one is going to rock Canada. You hockey pucks, we're going to join you in Toronto. And that's April 8th, 9th, and 10th. TMB, RSV, the Doc of Detox, Rachel Parent, and more going to be there. So we got lots of things coming up, and enjoying the fact that we can bring this message of health freedom and healing liberty back to you where it belongs. And I know there are a lot more questions than I have answers for, or at least time to answer them, because I have a few answers. But maybe you have answers too. I know you're listening, and you do. You're helping folks out with this information, and I want to hear your stories as well. And you can always call us, or you can just submit your comments at robertscottbell.com, which will be awesome. I had another question of the day about strep throat from Jerry. Real quick, gargle with silver hydrosol, that's pretty easy. Homeopathic lachesis is also a consideration. There are homeopathic throat infection, throat inflammation formulas. Any immune modulator, because remember, streptococcus bacteria is in your throat pretty much all the time. It only hyperactivates, I shall say, when your immune system is down. Your tonsils might swell if you still have them. So help the lymphatic system, help the liver, and that will help everything, including the throat. All right, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. Join us, won't you? Yeah, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.